Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Jazz Chisholm.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! Let's go! The Yankees win. The Yankees win. 3 games in a row. They haven't done that since, like, the Royal Series in the beginning of last month. They can't stop scoring runs. Oh, I like this kind of party. You got the right guy on tonight. Another KM to 2 AM. I'm back, baby. And here he is. He spazzed. That's Jazz, not Chaz.
Jazz Jism.
I'm resisting the urge to say the Yankees are bad. I didn't say it. I'm resisting. I said, hello. A little bit after 10:30 on this Monday night. Let's get right. 888-808-1019. Don't bury the lead. The lead is the New York Yankees. I watched the Yankees battle in Boston over the weekend. But before that, things started to shift a little bit, right? I got a news alert that Jason Dominguez has been activated. I said, oh, wait, excuse me, the Martian? They told me late August, maybe September, maybe not at all this year. He was a long ways away. Embrace the all right, so cool. I put that in my notes over the weekend. The Martian is back. Ah, Yankee fans can breathe a little bit. Okay, Okay, that's an option for us. But we need options, okay? I remember right before the weekend, my last show I was on, Randy Arozarena got traded that night. And as I'm pulling up to the house, I'm like, yo, it's the trade deadline. That's the end. That's the finish line. That's pencils down. You can make moves before then. You can do something to help your team before then, as many teams have. But specifically, your New York Yankees needed some help. Friday night pissed me off. I moved the last 3 days. I've been moving all weekend. So my TVs weren't even set up. I hate watching baseball games on my phone. I hate watching any sports on the phone. It's just, it's like a last-ditch situation. It's like the last option for me if I must. But, you know, TVs are in boxes. There's boxes all over, whatever. So I end up watching this disaster. And I'm so mad at Clay Holmes, but it is what it is. You know, the Yankees could have swept the Boston Red Sox. And you know it's always wacky up there in Fenway. I had a thought as I heard about the Netflix TV show that they're making for the Red Sox, like following these guys around. And, you know, I'm so thankful that they were able to get some different energy because, you can't lose another series to Boston. Really, all the shenanigans hit when we went to Boston. And they stole 9 bases, and then you really started to look at the Yankees team like, wait, what is this? Right? When you think about Verdugo, Doogie is back. Hello, Dugo. Do no good for 2 months, it felt like. He's back. I mean, he needs Fenway. So many of these guys needed to get right. Trent Grisham, Verdugo. I mentioned them first because you know what happened Saturday? And I'm not a gambling man right now because I stopped betting on the Yankees because I realized I was losing money every time. But if you're smart and you knew Saturday to open up the app, which I didn't. But I knew with the news of Jazz Chisholm being traded to your New York Yankees that something would change with these guys. And they battled and they fought. They were a 16% probability to win that game in the 9th inning. They flashed that 16%, so you're saying there's a chance. And Trent Grisham, who after the game was asked about Jazz Chisholm, I'm not going to mess it up. I even heard my guy, Double R. I got to text Ricky Ricardo. He kept trying. He's like, I keep having the urge to call him Chaz. It's a tricky name. But, man, as soon as that news came through, all that jazz, that one's kind of corny. People are going to overplay that, whatever. But as soon as that news came through, I'm moving all weekend, right? So I am offline. I'm off the phone, I am off social media, because it's just me moving my wife, my baby, my cat, and I have movers, but really I'm like the third, fourth mover. You know, I'm locked in to make sure I can get all my stuff from one place to another. And my boy Caesar, who's a Marlins fan that I met in the MLB fan cave, texts me. He says, yeah, you can have Jazz. He's overrated. Hopefully improves your team over there. I said, oh, is that finalized? Did that go through? I'm like, I'm deep, bro. I'm deep in boxes and moving. He's like, yeah. They're deciding on the 3 players. I'm like, I don't care who the 3 players are. Don't matter. That's a guy that fits a bunch of different needs. Here at WFAN, we felt the need to retire the number 13. It's back, baby. A-Rod is somewhere like, seriously, guys? Yeah, seriously. I suggested he wear 12. I forgot that Trent Grisham had 12. He's a guy that wore number 2, idolized Derek Jeter, got to play for him when he was down there. Anyway, that 13's looking good over there at the hot corner. And man, even before Jazz got here Saturday, I felt like that shook up the clubhouse. I was screaming for something to shake up the clubhouse. Make these guys have a sense of urgency. Make these guys feel like they're not all safe. Gleyber Torres, we'll get to you in a minute. But like, just let them know that another talented player is going to enter the room that can play second base, that can play center field, that could play third base as you saw tonight for the first time. Not so bad. I mean, I've seen some other guys that had plenty of experience at third base on this team. Do worse. DJ, whatever, I'm off DJ. DJ, he's just going to fade and I don't know. He'll just be a bench player. But I felt like the Yankees needed a guy. He can bat leadoff. He can play multiple positions. He can steal bases. He is fun. I think you gotta be a whole weirdo to talk about a guy wearing his hat backwards before he gets on the field. I think you also gotta be strange to think about a guy flying here, sitting in traffic, getting to the Sunday night baseball game a little bit before 6 o'clock with everything that he had, coming from Milwaukee, and he said, oh, I don't like his chain, I don't like his belt, I don't like his glove sleeve. I don't like you. We're trying to win. We need new energy. We need to shake up that clubhouse. And before that man even got here, the Yankees felt it. 888-808-1019. Thank you, Brian Cashman, for not waiting until the last couple hours before the trade deadline. It's trade deadline eve. So I will take your calls because I'm sure Yankee fans and Mets fans are still out there saying, hey, we need a starter. We need this. We need that. And I want them both to be greedy. I want them both to be greedy. Over the weekend with the Mets, you see the Mets start off super hot against the Braves coming off that Yankees series. And I mean, before this trade happened, the Yankees were one of the worst teams in baseball. It was them and the White Sox. Don't let the record fool you. Just go off of recency bias. What have you done for us lately? They were playing like one of the worst teams in baseball. Wasting Aaron Judge's prime. Let me put a pin in that too, because we're going to talk about that. But you know, you come off of beating the Yankees twice, beating the Braves twice. It's like you finally grew up to look your bully in the eye, spit on him, punch him in the face, and keep walking down the hallway. 888-808-1019. It's okay, though. You know what? Before the Yankees series, you saw the Mets split. They split with the Nationals. They split with the Pirates. They split with the Marlins. They split with the Braves. So maybe we were over-evaluating the Subway Series. We certainly were. Maybe we were putting too much stock in the Subway Series. We always do. It's the most overhyped regional series in baseball. So much so, the Yankees, in less than a week, DFA Jamai Jones, who led off in front of Juan Soto, and J.D. Davis, who hit cleanup behind Aaron Judge the first game of that. Let me put a pen in that as well. How'd you DFA... Guys, that last Tuesday, Luis Gil's last start, he had leading off and batting cleanup, sandwiching the two Hall of Famers. Oh, obviously you didn't value them, and obviously you didn't care too much about that game. So if you don't care, how much should I care? 888-808-1019. And as we move into the Braves series, fireworks night and the improbable victory in extras in the 10th inning. Ramon Laureano just runs past the ball like a third grader. Wins, vibes, W4, a win streak. And then, I don't know, Kodai Senga comes back. Kodai Senga is gone. Grand opening, grand closing. Aaron Rodgers vibes from last year. It's tough. You make a trade for Ryan Stanek and not for nothing. It doesn't go exactly how you want it to go, but that's fine. And at least you got Jesse Winker. Wait, a lot of Mets fans don't like that guy because I remember how that guy acted around these. It's in the past. Forget it. So Kodai Senga out for the year. You lose the second half of the series. That I was sure. I told you, hey, carry the momentum from the Yankees series. Go sweep the Braves. Step right up and sweep the Braves. Okay, no sweep. Get 3 out of 4. Okay, no, 3 out of 4. All right, well, that wild card situation, I mean, it's not over, but there's no jinx. 888-808-1019. These microphones are powerful, but they're not that kind of powerful. We can't control anything that goes on the field. I mean, if it was that simple, we would just wish for World Series every day, speak it into existence. There's no jinx. It's just the connection between the team and the phrase, and it ain't over until it's over. So don't say it's over. I mean, I just love the fact that these are nightly, daily radio shows, and people hold on to what we say as if it's going to be stamped, if it's going to be branded, it's going to be in permanent ink for the rest of the time. Impossible. We're all going to be wrong. Impossible. We're all going to say, well, if I had another opportunity to say that again, do that differently, I probably would. So just enjoy it in the moment and realize we take this day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. And so far, so good. tonight. I mean, the Yankees go into Citizens Bank Park against, quote-unquote, the best team in baseball. I put that in parentheses on Twitter because, again, right? Refresh your information. Take it day by day, game by game, series by series. The Philadelphia Phillies have been humbled recently. And as hot as they were out of the gate, even withstanding injuries to some of their top guys, the Guardians came in there and beat them. The Minnesota Twins just beat them, who the Mets are facing. Wait, they lost to the Pirates? Don't tell me they lost to the Sacramento A's. Hello? So I guess in this World Series preview tonight with a Cy Young candidate on the mound, former Met Zach Wheeler, we didn't know what to expect from the Yankees. But I knew as soon as I saw that lineup, oh, I can get jiggy with this. Oh, yeah, this is looking a lot better. Stanton's back. That was another alert from the weekend. Stanton would be back Monday. Good. And we know it's going to take Stanton a while until we see him hitting the ball out of the park. But the Bronx Bombers were in Philly.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tonight. Yo. That game was so fun to watch. So many different things. But watching Zach Wheeler get rocked like that, he hasn't been touched like that all year. They just kept flashing stats about Zach Wheeler. He has not been rocked like that. Zach Wheeler allowed 3 home runs in 2 innings. Like, we're watching that game, and Judge, that sweeper, you leave it over the plate. That's a mistake. All rise. And then Jazz shows some pop. The other way. Oh, Uncle Ben Rice, he cooked. And I'm looking at Zach Wheeler like, yeah, you can get, anybody can get touched, man. And the Phillies are in one right now where they're like, hey, we're struggling too. And we just watched the Yankees struggle. And I want to say we're coming out of it. Just a little bit of different energy. And then some team wins in Boston, man. We can go back to all the things. Austin Wells has impressed me. Oswaldo Cabrera. Volpe is back. Leave him at the bottom. 6-7, man. Leave him at 9. Verdugo already gave his props. Judge is in his prime. Man, when he hit that ball Friday night, my boy Zeke texts me and he's like, bro, I think that's the furthest ball I've ever seen hit in Fenway. I started looking too. And we get the stat packs. I hit him back. I'm like, that was the fourth furthest ball hit in Fenway. And if that back fence wasn't there, that ball is hit 500 feet to the street somewhere. 888-808-1019. Please, New York Yankees, do not waste this man's year. Do not waste a year where we get to see Soto hit in front of him. Do not settle for just Jazz Chisholm Jr. JCJ is great, and I think he's going to be even greater once he gets in the Yankee Stadium. He hears that roll call. Shout out to the Creatures. We never left. But don't stop there. Unfortunately, Gleyber Torres just told you he wants out. Unfortunately, I can't even, like, I don't, bro, Gleyber Torres, and I know people have gotten at me, stop putting Gleyber out there as the scapegoat, Keith, and I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? I'm not saying that Gleyber is the problem here, but I'm saying if there's one guy to pull out of that clubhouse that's best friends with everybody to shake things up, man, trade Gleyber Torres. You could trade him for an extra large, heavy-duty Home Depot box. I just bought a bunch of them. They're $6.98. I just returned two. I was like, I'll take the $14 back. I didn't use all these boxes. Trade Gleyber Torres for a shipping box. Because this guy, man, this guy is so in his head. You saw it tonight. You saw it last night. The late inning errors on routine plays. And then, like, these stats are incorrect in my notes. I got to add to them because he just made another one tonight. Right? Max Goodman wrote, Gleyber Torres now stands alone with the most errors committed at second base since the beginning of 2018. His rookie year. I read another article. Torres, now I got to make this 58. Gleyber Torres has 58 errors in that span. The only one second to him is Rugi. Remember that? The Rugi down Bronx. Rougned Odor. So, like, Gleyber, when someone asks you about potentially playing third base to help the team, to give the team some flexibility in a spot that's been a hole for the team from DJ fouling a ball off his foot in spring training, us trading for John Birdie, playing Oswaldo specifically there when he's supposed to be a utility guy, which I got a ton of respect for Oswaldo. I think that, you know, if they aren't able to get a corner infielder, maybe Jazz plays there. Maybe he plays some second if they're able to trade Gleyber Torres for a Metro card. But I just got a ton of respect for Oswaldo. He's clutch. He's hitting home runs. His athleticism, able to run. I mean, what he did being able to score on the Wells hack fly. I know we're not going to go too far back in the weekend, but I enjoyed seeing these guys play. I'm not enjoying Gleyber Torres going out sad. And what I mean by that is, you tried to stand on business and say, I play second base. I'm a second baseman. You lead your position in mistakes. You're good for an error game. It can't happen. And so what my plea was on WFAN, I wasn't throwing this guy under the bus and saying this is the reason why the Yankees have failed. My plea was because I know things are going to change and this is the last trade deadline to potentially trade Gleyber Torres, which they might not. In his last 21 games, he's hitting over 300. He's got homers, OPS, power, ribbies. They might just say, hey, let's just ride this thing out with this guy. But my plea was to not let him be at second base in October. Yes, I plan on playing in October. Yes, I believe this Yankees team can get to the Fall Classic. But not if you let number 25 bobble routine ground balls or think too much about the runner coming in at second, where he doesn't fire the ball over the first base, and y'all wondering why Stroman had to tighten him up. 888-808-1019. I mean, listen. The Mets tonight go out there against the Minnesota Nice guys. They fold as they always do in New York. And I felt like in the beginning of that game, obviously with, you know, the Twins scoring first, there was a little bit of angst. Oh, no, we might be jinxed. Oh, they might lose every game the rest of the way. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I'm not a fan of the Mets, so, like, I don't understand the other shoe about to drop. Season's over. This team, this lineup, like, this is a team that can put up double-digit runs, double-digit hits. I told you there's so many times I look at scores, I look at box scores, and the Mets have double digits in the R column and the H column. That doesn't happen to not many of the teams regularly in Major League Baseball. They have been aggressive at this trade deadline. They have made moves, more so than other teams that are in contention. So why not believe? You rather believe in a jinx. You rather believe it's over than believe, nope, just turn the page. They've split some series. They're around 500. They're going to split more series. That's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, but you are picking up what I'm putting down, right? Two games, you can lose two games. The Yankees couldn't win two games in a row for a month. So when I'm looking at this lineup tonight, I'm like, of course it was Pete, right? Pete comes out and he homers, and he's the first to put up the oh my God sign, and he is the one, so you can just, all right. But then they pour it on. Everybody gets some tonight. Mark Vientos, Jeff McNeil, go look at the box score. Go look at the box score. It is a party up and down the lineup, in the bottom of the lineup and the top of the lineup. Jeff McNeil, this is Happy Jeff. Some folks were like, yo, Francisco Alvarez, what's up with Alvarez? Luis Torrens, go ahead and get some. Harrison Bader. Anybody can get it, for real. Any night, it can be any of these guys, from Lindor to Nimmo to J.D. Martinez. They have one of the best lineups in baseball. And they just added Jesse Winker. Jesse Winker, would he work a walk tonight? He had a hit. Well, like, they stand to get Starling Marte back. They have room. DJ Stewart, sayonara. They can go make a play to bring a starter here. And I think that it has to get done. I was saying it when Christian Scott went down, but now that Kodai Senga is down, why not? Why not? With this extra wild card, you just got to get in. You just got to get in and be hot at the right time. In this lineup, who's to say that they can't be hot in October, man? All the other, I woke up this morning to people like, yo, you should have Sal Licata on your show. You should have Frank the Tank on. I'm glad Sal and Frank did the WFAN Daily podcast. Go check that out if you haven't yet. But just stop. Do you not believe in the team? I don't know. See, I believe in the Yankees until I can't believe in them. That's what I was saying a couple weeks ago. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Let's get to the deadline, and then let's judge this team after the deadline. I don't want to get too low about it. Help is on the way. They're about to get healthier. They're about to get some bats back, some arms back. They're about to add at the trade deadline. And my message to Brian Cashman and anybody with the New York Yankees, because I know you guys like to make the buzzer beater shot tomorrow, stack the deck. Aaron Judge is going crazy, and it's regular for him. The numbers he put up in Boston are ridiculous, but that's just regular practice for the guy. And then he continues to stay red hot tonight. Are you guys crazy? Get greedy. Stack the deck. Why can't this be the year? You have Judge and Soto, and now you add Jazz Chisholm.
Chisholm scores.
Come on. Verdugo is finding it, right? You add one guy like Jazz, and now everybody is starting to clench up a little bit, and then it comes out on the field because iron sharpens iron. Competition brings out the best in everyone. As soon as they felt like, okay, some people might lose their jobs. Okay, there's some new blood. Even Gleyber Torres breaking through on Saturday night. It's because, hey, buddy, this might be your last days in the row grays. 888-808-1019. Man, I don't even have enough time to open. I could open for an hour, but we got to talk to you. And luckily, I've got 3 hours after this. Dial the number. Join the show. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, back on the Fan. I call this KM to 2 a.m. That's right. We're going till 2 in the morning talking about the Mets and the Yankees and the trade deadline before the trade deadline happens tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. I promise we'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.